Happy Friday. Tonight on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. From City Barbecue in Berwyn, we have Cassandra Fernandez. We also have Elliot Serrano and music from the early 60s, who have an upcoming show at Chicago's Uncommon Ground with openers The Distant Brothers and Michael J. Foxy, happening on November 24th. And it's Friday, so we have our political roundtable of Eric Elk, Dave Lundy, and Ken Jakubowski. And stick around for the weekend story breaks and another episode of What's That From? But now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studio here in Chicago, we are broadcasting live.
Already, we are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio and been enjoying some incredible food from City Barbecue. Andrea, you know what everyone grabbed first?
The chocolate cake.
The chocolate cake.
Isn't it funny?
I don't know if Cash can tell us a little bit about why everyone's drawn so quickly to it. They're like, sure, I know you have great meat, but I need the chocolate.
Yeah.
The triple chocolate cake?
Yes.
So it's triple chocolate. It has chocolate syrup. It has chocolate frosting, and it has chocolate chips. So a lot of people are drawn to that. It is probably one of our most given out items. Like, guests are just drawn to it. In fact, I take my mom a piece at least 3 times a week.
Oh, really?
Whoa, yes.
Yeah, keep your mom happy. Yes,
for sure.
I love it.
That's how I pay for my babysitting. Chocolate cake.
With the triple chocolate cake. Yeah,
get that done. Whoa. I love it. And you have locations all over the Chicagoland area?
We do. So we just entered into the Chicago market this year. Well, we're making 1 year tomorrow in Berwyn. Mm-hmm. Nice. But over the year, we have aggressively opened. So now we're in Orland Park, Vernon Hills, we're in Deerfield, so
City Barbecue
and Downers Grove. I almost forgot Downers Grove.
And you know what? When Penny and I we've hit City Barbecue on before, and the Chicago location, and you're always giving. You know, that's what's really cool about your restaurant and your organization, too, is that each month, I know you celebrate different causes, but you're always giving, and you're giving away for your one-year anniversary, which
is nice. Yes, we are. So tomorrow is our one-year party, and we will be giving out 50 prizes, so 50 of the first guests tomorrow. So they can win anything from free meals to even barbecue for an entire year. So free barbecue for an entire year.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can we win?
I don't know.
So you'll
get there early enough. Go to sleep right now, everybody.
The first 50 guests will get to choose from our mystery chest. So, you know, there are a lot of different prizes there.
It's funny that you say the mystery chest. There used to be a restaurant that I used to go to when I was a kid that when you left with your family, they let the kids pick out a prize from this mystery chest. I think there should be something like that. So I love that you have the mystery chest for your customers tomorrow.
Yes.
It's exciting. It makes it exciting.
That is
cool.
We had one of the pit masters in, and he was really just explaining, you know, the rub and how you let is it an aging process, or is it like you let everything absorb in before?
We slow smoke everything. Oh. So that is the key to really good barbecue. So like our brisket and our pork, we slow smoke it. We smoke it overnight. We don't rush the process. Some people rush it and it dries the meat out. So we slow smoke it, and that's what keeps it very moist and tender. So
I feel like every time Elliot Serrano joins us, we're always like just shoveling food at him. And honestly, we get a lot of good food, but Cash has brought in some night stealing moments for us, I think.
It's funny. I was here when Cash got here. Uh-huh. And I saw her unloading all this food. I went, oh, this is great. I'm going to grab something on the way back. I go back. Everyone's got cake.
Yeah, I know.
Where's my cake?
I was also instructed to hide one slice of cake. So there's one slice of cake that is hidden.
Ooh, who's that? You? I need to know.
It's in the mystery chest, I guess.
Yeah, right.
The mystery chest. So you've got. So tell us a little bit about the. As Andrea mentioned, the connection you have with communities and wanting to give back. What drives that from City Barbecue?
So at City Barbecue, one of our things is that we exist to serve and create happiness, and so we're really connected with our community. So wherever we are, we want to give back to that community. In fact, we give back 25%. Like when we do fundraisers, a lot of places do 10%. We do 25% of a lot of the fundraisers we do. So we do like local, you know, non-for-profits. We have a great program with the local schools for their music programs, sports teams, and such. So we're striving to do as many of those as we can every month. And within this year, we've already in Berwyn alone given away $10,000, so wow, to local charity. So $10,000.
So that's can wonderful. Charities or schools mm-hmm. or can, you know, people, I don't know, do they have to go through an application process or how do they contact you to be considered for that?
Absolutely. So you can go on our website and contact us and we can set you up for a fundraiser. As long as it's a non-for-profit, we can set you up for a day. And basically, you send your people to us and we give you back 25% of whatever you send to us. So the high schools have had a great success with that. You know, we've had the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts mm-hmm. who have had amazing fundraisers. So, yeah.
How did you get involved with City Barbecue?
So it was interesting because when City, I just kept getting this, seeing this Indeed ad for City Barbecue, and I'm like, what's that? Because I've been in restaurants my entire life, and so I had never heard of it before. And I just kept seeing these Indeed ads coming through. And so I applied, but when I sat down with them, one of the things that I thought was amazing was that the company was so philanthropic.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
Hey, mom, well, you'll have to wait until we hear that ad later.
That's a tease.
Slow your roll, lady. Just jumping into our conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was amazing how philanthropist, you know, the company is as a whole. And also just it's like a family. It really is. You know, our founders are right there. You know, it's not uncommon for them to walk into the restaurant and you'll see them like serving sides, you know, taking care of the guests. They tell us, you know, that the guests are the most important people. So when they come in, we're not allowed to pay attention to them. They want us to take care of our guests because...
This is interesting because this is kind of, I was trying to talk about this the other day when we were talking about working in retail and, mm-hmm. and like food, and it sounds as though City Barbecue has made that sort of connection for the people who work there as to the why of why training is so important. Remember we were talking about, yes, like you take these tests and they say don't do this, make sure you do that, and that's, it's a hard nut to crack. Is it something that you think that they sort of, maybe they worked in retail or worked, had been to businesses that didn't have that sort of philosophy when it came to customers?
I think so. But one of the things that I think is so amazing is that as a company, they really empower the team to be able to take care of the guests. So, you know, giving is so huge. A part of our culture is so embedded that it's not uncommon for our team members to just grab a piece of cake and give it to a guest or, you know, take care of the guests right away. They never have to get a manager involved. Like, so,
And then our pitmaster last time was telling us that, you know, they get different recipes from all over the world. That's why in Chicago, really, Patty and I asked him, you know, how Chicago rates with the barbecue. And he said, we're right up there because we take different recipes from all over the country and add it to ours. And that's why it makes it so good.
Yes. And in fact, we're testing a few things in the Berwyn location specifically for Chicago. So right now we have rib tips, which in Chicago was huge. As soon as they kind of came into the Chicago market, everyone asked us for rib tips.
Oh, yeah. I heard the word test. So I want to know, where do I apply to be the taste tester? You know, where can I just come up? You know, I'll just, hey, what's new on the menu? I'll try it out for you. I'll give you my rating.
Any day Woo-hoo! After 5 o'clock. So we have rib tips after 5 o'clock in the Berwyn location only right now. So any day you can walk in.
All right, I'm going to walk in. I'm going to go, Cash told me I can come here and test the rib tips.
Right. Absolutely.
There he goes. Wait, come back. We have more show.
Yay. Okay, so let's find out. So you have tomorrow your 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
And the first 50 guests have a chance to win a prize.
Yes.
Anything from discounts to one full year of barbecues.
Yes.
And is this only at the 1 year anniversary location?
Yes, only at Berwyn. So we're celebrating 1 year of us being open as a store. So we have a lot of festivities just planned for the day. And in fact, we also have dollar rib bones. So we'll have ribs all day long. Elliot, while supplies last for a dollar a bone.
And also the Berwyn firefighters are going to be serving, right?
They are. So they're going to be our mystery servers. Nice. So they will be helping serve guests, clean tables. They'll have the fire truck there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Nice.
And I love that they're getting involved, too. Yes. That's going to be fun for everybody.
Yes.
Where can people find out more information, not only about your event tomorrow, but how to contact City Barbecue and all your social media presence?
Yes. So, you know, we're absolutely on all of the social media platforms, so you can look up City Barbecue in the specific locations. But you can also go to citybbq.com and, you know, find out all of our locations, learn about our story, even teaches you the lingo. So some of the barbecue lingo on there.
Give me some lingo.
Yeah.
What's some of the lingo? What should I know?
Like bark, you know.
Okay.
The bark. So there's bark on like our brisket and our pork, and that's like the
crispy part of it?
Yeah, the outer layer. That's where the good stuff is. Also, you know, a smoke ring. So, you know, in barbecue, like when you're slow smoking it, there's that pink ring around from us slow smoking it. Nice. So it kind of teaches about some of those things on the website as well.
That sounds awesome.
Wonderful. Well, visit the website and get to the Berwyn City Barbecue tomorrow or any of the city barbecues in Chicagoland area.
So we do have one more giving thing coming up as well.
Yes.
So on the 11th, so November 11th, our Veterans Day, we will be giving away a free meal to all veterans and troops. So last year we gave over 100 meals out. So it's absolutely free for anyone who comes in with their military IDs. They get a sandwich and two sides and a drink, and it's on us. So anyone who knows anyone who's a veteran, bring them out, you know, and it's our treat.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing the food. Thank everyone at City Barbecue, not just for the great food, but the outstanding service to community. Andre and I are incredibly grateful, and we look forward to having you back anytime.
Why, thank you. We'll talk to you.
That's cash.
Thank you so much.
And apparently sometimes she's money, or all the time she's money. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Of course, more in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis on 720 WGN.
I know.
Okay, not funny, Andrea. Everyone's laughing because I'm like, is this music? Is that from our band that's coming up in a little bit? I'm sure it's something famous. Do you know what I did today, Andrea? I was in my mom's car, and my mom has one of those radios that tells you what station is playing the song, what song it is, and what the band is. So I was like, I was very happy because I was like, oh, okay, I will remember. This is Leonard Skinner.
There you go.
What's your name?
This is Counting Crows.
Yes. This is a band.
I like Counting Crows as your go-to.
Yes, Counting Crows. I don't know. You know what? I could not name a single Counting Crows song. It just makes me laugh to say Counting Crows.
But could you count them?
I don't know. No, but you know what they are? They're all black.
Black crows.
That's a different crow.
Hold on, let me... right? It says what?
As the crow flies.
Is that a song?
No, it's a direction.
I didn't know that part either. Yes.
It's a song. It's a number one hit.
It's a quote.
We'll just make it up.
A direction or a distance?
We have our Freak Out Friday panel in studio, and I was mentioning to Andre and Michael as we were doing our pre-show meeting that I feel like we kind of grew this out of our weekly conversations during the election, during the campaign of Hillary versus Donald Trump, and we all knew it was unique and different and strange,
right.
And I also knew coming into the new administration that we couldn't do it every single day, Andrea.
Yes.
So I said, let's just do this on Fridays. We'll take the big headlines. And there was a lot of freaking out because what does this mean? Here's somebody who, you know, sort of governs through tweets.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so we went that way, and it was more about us kind of going, what's happening? What's happening? Now I realize after watching the news this week, we're not freaking out so much as we're like, partly Dave, don't you feel, and Andrea and everybody kind of like, oh, okay, well, this is happening. And it seems as though people are freaking out about a caravan. They're freaking out about the media. They're freaking out. It doesn't seem like for a party that's in complete control, there's a lot of freaking out on the other side.
Well, one person's freaking out. And that's President Trump.
Well, so are the people that agree with him, it seems.
Well, because he's stimulating the freak out.
Yes.
I mean,
I don't feel stimulated. I do not feel stimulated.
I mean, I have to tell
all.
You, my favorite broadcaster on television these days is on Fox News, Shep Smith, because he's the only honest guy on Fox News. Because he'll tell you when Fox News spends, you know, 12 hours a day manufacturing outrage and manufacturing controversy, he'll come on and say, okay, there is no invasion. They're 1,000 miles away. They're not going to be here for 6 weeks. This is nothing. You don't need to panic. Just relax.
Well, it's an example of something we haven't really seen before, which is a president desperate he's seeing his party going up in flames in terms of the midterm elections, at least so the prognostications would say. And he's doing every single thing he possibly can to gin up his base.
Right.
Lying, stoking fear, division, everything he possibly can to try to get those folks excited.
The rocks for rifles.
Well, and we now have such great distance on either side.
Right.
I mean, it is huge, huge distance between each political party and all the factions.
Yeah, and there is a valley. But Andrea had a point about when he mentioned if they throw rocks. Go ahead, Andrea.
Right. Yeah, no, that was, I think we kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday off the air and about President Trump saying that if any of the soldiers or any of the caravan participants or members throw rocks at any of the U.S. troops down there, that they should treat the rocks as rifles.
So how would you treat a rifle?
So we're going to shoot him in Mexico?
Yes.
So just for the record, this afternoon, Donald Trump, when confronted with this, with what he said yesterday, and it wasn't like a random thing he said, it was prepared remarks in the White House. But when confronted with, well, are you really going to shoot unarmed refugees and asylum seekers? He was like, I never said that. I never said you would shoot them. And you're like, yeah, you did. We all heard you. Roll tape.
I've always wanted to do that. You know in the movie Elliot Say Anything when John Cusack's holding the radio? Yes. Yeah. I've always wanted someone at a press conference to just hold up a radio and just play back exactly what that politician is saying they didn't say.
Right.
That would be like, that's the scene I need to have happen at every press conference in front of Sarah Sanders Huckabee or in front of whatever politician or press conference it is. Just play back whatever it is you're trying to get them to establish.
I never said that.
Those are the best ads against Blagojevich.
What's that?
Oh, what was using his own words against him?
Oh, yeah.
That's all you got to do. Although not now, because his own words are effective. Donald Trump's words are very effective to both effects. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to go to the news, but don't get me wrong. It's not just, I'm not saying that Republicans are the only ones freaking out. I have friends who are obsessed, who cannot stop posting memes and attacking the president, there are people who every single day, all day long, all they do is freak out. So believe me.
I live with someone like that.
I'll move out soon.
Yeah.
My husband couldn't live with it anymore. He's like, go live with Eric for a while. We all have to run to the news. Coming up after the news, we are thrilled to welcome back to the studio the Early Sixes. They're going to be performing very soon. They're going to be performing on Saturday, November 24th at Chicago's Uncommon Ground with Distant Brothers. And of course, this show's one and only Michael J. Foxy. That's Michael Heidemann, for those of you who have not caught on. You know, Andrea, our Freak Out Friday panels are made intensely more enjoyable or tolerable. You know, not enjoyable. I enjoy hanging out with these guys. I'm not sure I always enjoy the topics.
Yeah.
But we try. One of the reasons. I'm not turning your mics on, guys. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Oh.
Don't throw rocks at me. I will treat you like a rifle. So, whatever that means. So, I.
You didn't just say that.
You
didn't even say it.
No, who are you? One of the things Michael and I decided was that Friday was a good place to put music in order to sort of break things up, switch up the rhythm a little bit. And we're actually very honored to have in studio, again, musicians who have performed on the show previously and also performed at a wonderful wedding I had the honor of attending, which was the wedding of Eric Elk and his lovely bride, Kim. Aww. And they are here tonight. You can all hear them at Uncommon Ground. They'll be performing there Saturday, November 24th at 7:30. They'll be appearing along with Distant Brothers and, of course, our very own Michael J. Foxy. I think we've explained in the past why Michael Heidemann has chosen the name Michael J. Foxy, but I think it's self-descriptive.
Yes.
I think that it makes sense, and we enjoy that and encourage everyone to go to the show. Here, we would love to welcome, with their song, Let's Go Exploring, it's the Early Sixes.
Time when the days they seem so long, no plans you're making, don't set them aside, just pack them in before they're gone. Things, my friend, let's go exploring. So go, and I'll meet you at the hill. We can race up to the top, careening off the edge with reckless abandon. No brakes, no need to stop. When we hit the bottom, we'll fly off the bridge. And that's when we'll leave this place. Soaring out o'er the ocean and the clouds, straight in outer space. 'Cause today, it's all brand new. All the blank slate laid in front of you. So take it in, take a breath. Open up your eyes and face the morning. Pack your things, my friend, let's go exploring. Extraordinary. If it was all imaginary, sometimes real's not what you need. 'Cause today it's all brand new. It's all a blank slate laid in front of you. So take it in and take my hand. Open up your eyes and face the morning. And pack your things, my friend. Pack your things, my friend. Pack your things, my friend. Let's go exploring.
The early six is outstanding. We'd have more music throughout the show. Thank you guys so much. That was incredible, and look forward to more in just a little bit. Andrea, I was talking to you about my shoes on the way in, which I know I'm a total dork.
No, I love. I am a huge shoe person. So
I am too, and I also am. I will watch something on television or in a movie and think, oh, I really like that jacket, or I love the way she does her hair, or those glasses, or whatever. But it never occurred to me to Google something until I saw a pair of shoes on The Haunting of Hill House. And it's the episode where Shirley and... Yeah, no. So if you look, there's the episode. So Teddy is wearing these when... but they're slingbacks. Hers are slingbacks.
Okay.
So it is the episode... It's episode two where the van pulls up with Nellie's body in it.
Oh.
And okay. And she's standing there and she goes, I can't do this. And she walks away. And I was like, what were those? And then later in the third episode, because you see it from her perspective,
yes,
you see them throughout most of the episode where she goes to that little girl's house and goes into the basement. She's walking around. I'm like, I was obsessed. I became obsessed, stupidly, with a pair of shoes.
No, I think that's super cool.
It's super crazy.
I think it is extremely cool.
And I went on Amazon and I started, and I Googled it first. And there's a website, I think it's called Spottern, where you can like look for wardrobe from movies and television.
I did not know that. What's it called?
I think I'll have to Google it again. Michael might be able to pull it up while we're on the air. But there's a website where you can search for wardrobe that is worn in television and movies. By the way, Andrea, if we ever have a chance to broadcast from Los Angeles,
yeah,
There is a used, like a thrift, not thrift store, but secondhand store. It's all wardrobe from the studios.
Oh,
it's
that's
in Burbank.
So cool.
And they will tag it with, like, this was from, you know, I don't know, Bones. Or
yeah.
This was from whatever TV series, whatever movie. It's all, everything gets sent, whatever they don't want anymore from storage. They send all the wardrobe, all of the shoes, the purses, and everything's pretty much new because it's only worn
for
one
that
shot.
Episode, yeah.
And it's not expensive.
Oh, my God.
I mean, some things are, but.
I love that you did that.
Because I've never done it before.
I love that you did that. I've only looked for something one time. I used to watch The Good Wife with Juliana Margulies and Christine Baranski. And Juliana Margulies used to wear these just beautiful, you know, they just were like multicolored and same type of thing. And
yes.
I always thought to myself, God, it'd be cool. It would be neat if, you know, I knew, you know, where she would get that.
You can,
where she
you can
those,
find their websites. Yeah.
So you can actually find it. I found it right here for you guys at spylight.com.
Spylight.
Spylight.
Yep.
And so those are the shoes.
These are the shoes.
They're cool.
That's crazy. And
they
I
look cool too.
No one in my family likes them. You're the first person that's liked them. It's okay.
Those
I'm
shoes
sorry.
Are.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No. I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead. Yes, Eric.
No, that's crazy. I mean, look.
Come on, be real. Right? Are those not the coolest?
They're different
shoes?
For me. It's a different look because I don't do preppy.
No.
But Patty, they're so cool.
But they're very cool. And I mean, I'm kind of a nut job.
Sorry, Eric is looking at me like, well, why are you looking at me funny, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, girl. You go.
Yes.
Yeah. I wore blue shoes.
Yes.
Blue suede shoes.
Yeah, Andre has blue suede shoes on right now.
They were a little bit lighter blue, but I had a pair of blue Ferragamo loafers that I wore for my wedding.
Yes, you did. Your tuxedo was also this like dazzling sort of blue velvet and black, right?
It was
sort
camo.
It was blue and black camo. Yeah,
but it didn't look camo.
Well, I couldn't see him. It was very hard to see him. He blended in with the background.
Okay.
All you saw was like his head kind of floating in midair.
Exactly.
For the record, those shoes are so. We have to put a picture of your shoes either on the website
they're
or
on
Facebook.
They're very cool.
If we can
they
get a close up.
So cool.
I believe there's a photo. I wasn't able to find it again, but it's Teddy's loafers, slingback loafers in episode 2 and 3.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that's how I found these
Whoa.
Shoes. Yeah. I've never done that in my life, but now I found out you can do this. So if there's like a jacket and by the way, The Good Wife's a wardrobe, the costumer for that show, there was an interview I saw with him where he described how he decided on each person's wardrobe and like how Christine Baranski's was different from Juliana Margulies.
Yes.
And he always wanted her to look kind of like a column. Like there, you would see those like monochromatic looks on her.
Yes.
So that she would look very, like she could hold herself up.
Right.
Like he had this very distinct idea for her. Anyway,
and then they had the investigator, Kalinda.
Oh.
Right? She had the I was going to say
every pair of
boots
she wore. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
See,
God.
So we're doing.
So what's that site again?
It's a Spotlight, right?
Spotlight.
Is that what she? Spylight. Ken is on the site
Spylight.
Right now. Spylight.
Spylight. They've now changed their URL to Spot, SPOTT.TV.
Yeah.
Okay, spot.tv. Okay.
Yeah, so now you know. That's how you found.
This is my new obsessive. Now, you tend to get me like hooked on these things like Hill House and Handmaid's Tale, and now
It never occurred to me, but I saw these shoes. I'd never seen anything like them, and these aren't actually them, but they are definitely an element of them. They have white, gray, and black, and they're made by Naturalizer, and they're incredible. My mom was like, they're too big for you.
Why does your family not like these? They're so neat, aren't they?
They're very cool.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Patty,
it.
Are you wearing shoes? I actually didn't notice.
I understand. I understand.
I'm a fashion clod.
So that's my geek out moment. But I also geek out about the great things that you do on WGN-TV over the weekend.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
us what you have coming up. These great, you know, you bring so much to the audience as far as what's going on around Chicago.
Well, thank you for saying that. We have so much fun. Our weekend break on Saturday, we are going to be at the Glenview Club in Golf, Illinois. There actually is a city, Golf, Illinois, and we're going to be playing platform tennis. Why don't you come play with me?
Wait. God. What's platform tennis?
Platform tennis is kind of like regular tennis, only I believe we're going to learn how to play. I have to learn a little bit about this, but we're going to be talking to some of the professionals who are in town for the APTA Men's National Championship. I think it's paddle tennis. It's almost like giant ping pong. Yes.
Giant ping pong?
Yes. Like giant ping pong.
I kind of love
it. Makes it much easier to not miss the ball.
Well, only the ball's bigger or the paddle's bigger.
I think the ball is... Yeah, I think
something has to be
I'll say it, bigger.
I'll say it. Something has to be bigger.
So we're going
to
be talking with John Hughes. Of course, not that John Hughes. That'd be a little impossible. He's number one in the country. And so we're going to play a little paddle tennis this weekend.
And that's tomorrow on the weekend
break?
That
is tomorrow. And Sunday, oh, something we are going to do at some point, you and me and Stephanie, we had all arranged to go to the U.S. Pizza Museum.
Yes.
In the South Loop. They're doing a pizza eating contest, and they're going to talk. I didn't even know that Chicago had a pizza museum.
Roger is looking as though he's being left out of this and has started. He's like the Pavlov's dog. I hear come pizza. In. I must. I was going to tell you, come to my mic.
You said pizza, and I salivated.
Yes.
is that Pavlov's dog.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, Hannah's in at 11. Hannah Staley's coming in for the night side. Is Matt Bubala?
Okay.
Yes. Is Matt Bubala in at?
Yes, and he again will have pizza.
He will have pizza because you're ordering it? Okay.
Well, he orders it.
All right, then.
It's kind of a thing now.
All right. And I know you've got a What's That From script, so we will take a break. And we're going to do that at 11:30 for everybody. Coming up after this break, we have a pre-lit Christmas tree to give away. We need caller number 4 for a pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree. You can come by Tree Time Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington to pick out the team theme of your choice. As Ro mentioned earlier, it better be orange and blue. But we won't hold it against you if you pick something else. 312-981-7200 for your chance to win a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree from Tree Time. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN. Andrea, you know, we have a thing sometime. We have this button that we communicate with Michael Heidemann.
Yeah.
And sorry, Michael. You know that I sometimes am a little bit, you know that physics, every action.
Equal and opposite reaction.
Yes. Sometimes I don't necessarily equal and opposite, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't always do just equal. I feel that every action deserves a reaction.
Yes.
So Michael came in hot in my headphones, and I just... I'm pretty sure I just blew out his eardrums as a reaction.
No.
So my apologies, Michael. My apologies, Michael.
Aubrey just went deaf. In fact.
Oh God.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how we modulate. That's something we've encountered before on the show.
Yeah.
Where the producer's mic comes in hot, and
it does. And it comes in hot in your ear because you're wearing headphones.
In my brainstem, into my soul, and then I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure in my next life, I'm still going to be recovering from the ways in which I hear the producer give me information.
The radio waves.
Yes, but it's been unique to this station. It hasn't. I mean, to this studio.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
And where you are, your
but
position.
But it wasn't like that at Tribune.
No.
So
not at all.
So like here, I've kind of struggled with it. So I'm not gonna yell at Kathy the same way I blew out Michael and Aubrey's eardrums.
Like,
hi, Kathy. How are you doing this evening? Hey, Kathy.
Really good. How about you?
Very well. Congratulations.
Good.
You've won a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree, and it's not contingent on what sports team you think you're going to use. What sports team would you like to use for that? You don't have to answer now, but I'm just wondering, what would you do?
If they had the Bears, I'd go with the Bears.
Yay! Oh. Congratulations, Kathy. Thank you so much for listening, and we're so thrilled to send out the certificate for you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Hold on. Michael's got your information already. Yes. Don't hang up.
Yes, he does.
Oh, great.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Be safe. Thank you. So that is a tree. It is a desktop pre-lit sports themed artificial tree. You can go by Tree Time Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington to pick out your team of your choice while supplies last. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Seriously, I'm trying to calm down after being yelled at by Michael. Even though all he said was like, "Are they going to play again?"
Right.
I'm pretty sure he just said it like in that voice,
yes.
And it came in like, "When are they playing again?" Okay,
but they are going to play again.
They are going to play again,
yes.
After the 10 o'clock news. Hey guys, our Freak Out Friday panel. I apologize that I ate up most of our time adjusting to the volume in my head. How are you doing, Dave?
Hi, Patty.
You know, it's funny. Mike asking me a question sounds pretty much how I feel every single day when I wake up and look at what the president has tweeted out every single day. Eric, do you also feel that? Everyone feel that way?
I try to wait like a good hour to 2 hours look at anything so I can go, you know, read my daily stoic, do a little meditation, you know, gratitude journal,
smoke a little weed.
Right.
Hey, dude.
Right.
This is Eric now, post-marriage.
I got to get in my zen space.
Post-wedding event.
Relax,
let's clarify
a little
that.
Bit.
Post-wedding.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't pay any attention.
No.
Like, zero.
I know. You.
I used to, but I don't do it anymore.
See,
in fact,
me too.
I used to get alerts on my phone. Trump said this in the tweets every day. That stopped about a year ago.
I don't even have my phone with me tonight. Not because I don't want to see anything. It's because I forgot it.
You forgot it. Yeah.
More after this.
We've invaded Japan.
No. Well... I don't feel like I'm freaking out. I feel like we have brought musicians in every week in order to make sure that we, you know, we have conversation. Maybe it gets a little bit heated. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree. But what we can all really find common ground is that good music unites us all, even if I can't name the band that sings or plays anything. You know what I do
That's
know?
Rare.
Oh, yeah. So, you know when I absolutely am 100% right? Okay, that's not true either. Is when the band tells me what song they're about to play, and even then, I'm not always right, Andre.
Right, I know. Well, unless it like scrolls across on the radio,
exactly.
Like with your mom, right?
Oh, exactly. It all works out very well. Yeah. Comes out in the wash. We are thrilled to welcome the Early Sixes in studio. They're going to be playing on Saturday, November 24th, 7:30, and playing with them, appearing on stage with them, is going to be Distant Brothers and, of course, the one and only rock star, Michael J. Foxy. And we are thrilled to have the Early Sixes in studio with us tonight. Here they are playing Blue Suitcase.
Yesterday, packed up your life into a blue suitcase. Destination about half a world away. Oh, I got the picture you snapped of me. Snuck it in with your last memory. And hitched a ride across the sea. I just know that you're gone. So I keep waiting till you're back where you belong. All the letters sent, there's just no substitute for one more day. That I could change your mind. We pretend that it's not goodbye. I play your game, we play your parts. We talk about when you're coming home. Just like that, I'm alone. I just know that you're gone. So I keep waiting till you're back where you belong. All the letters sent, there's just no substitute for one more day. Me
love that song.
That was beautiful.
I love both of the stuff, the songs you guys have done tonight. I've heard them before, and it's just fabulous. It's like the perfect sound for this show.
Absolutely. And a Friday night, oh my God.
It's wonderful.
It's like the freak out antidote.
It is. Well, it was Blue Suitcase, so I don't know if it's carrying the blue wave or not, but see what I did?
Man. Nice tie in. There you go. There's the segue.
Leave it to the Republican to go, oh.
I thought that thing was red. Dang it.
Do you think there's going to be a blue wave? That's why we have the music, is to sort of temper these conversations. Is it going to be a trickle or a wave? Is it going to be a drip drab or what it's going to be, Ken? What do you got? What do you got?
Democrats will regain control of the House, and the Republicans may even extend their margin in the Senate by one seat.
And how about governor's races? What do we think?
Democrats will predominantly win governor's races across the United States.
How about, what do you think, Eric, about AGs across the country? Because, again, that's something that's going to be crucial as we head into this few years.
I think a lot of Democrats will win.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, everybody. With the Supreme Court that's going to be predominantly conservative, that is now predominantly conservative, your attorney generals are the ones that can decide what happens in your state. Mm-hmm. They can be the wall, I guess, for a better
the
word.
The firewall,
although
basically.
I do think in Illinois, the AG's race will be much closer than the governor's race.
And closer than people think.
Well, geez, Eric, you're going on a big limb there with that one.
Since the
governor's race is expected to be like 15 to 20 points, yes, the AG's race will be closer. A lot closer. I'm with you.
It is interesting. I don't think, you know what?
But Eric, who's going to win, Eric?
Have we seen any polling, Patty, on the AG's race?
I have
in
not.
Illinois?
That's a great question.
Yes.
Let me check with the Trib. Yeah.
Elliot, have you heard anyone talk about the fact that there are two African Americans running against each other in the AG race? And I have to say, that's got to be the first time in the history of the state of Illinois. And no one, I mean, I get, and that's, you know what's great? Is that we're not. And maybe my even mentioning it is unnecessary.
Or it's because people don't realize Erica Harold is African American.
What do you think, Elliot?
How would people not realize that Erica Harold is not?
Because they're just going by names.
They've been on the news. We've seen them.
Yeah, but
on
Erica Harold is a very light skinned,
very light skinned.
Oh, I am not going.
If you didn't,
I'm just saying. And has not.
So that means she's not African American.
No, I didn't say that.
Erica Harold has not positioned
herself.
That's
what they said. That's what they said when Barack Obama was running. He's very light.
No. Erica Harold has not positioned herself as someone from the community.
She's not black.
That's not what she's running on, and it's not part of her.
Although Obama's in town campaigning for her on Sunday.
Not Erica Harold.
I'm sorry, Kwame Raoul.
For Kwame.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the guy on the other side, the Democrat.
To be clear, my point was, if you just looked at her, you might not know.
Correct. Well,
that's
absolutely correct.
I do think she's got an interesting story, and she has talked about how she's had to overcome a lot of racial adversity.
Right.
Because I think she does come from a mixed family.
What's louder than that?
In central Illinois.
Right. But what has been louder than that has been her stance when she was asked as a contestant in a beauty contest, if she could choose between people who were abusing a child and a gay couple, she would be inclined to place a child with abusive parents.
Yeah, see, I have given her a long look because she's a fresh face. It would be interesting to see somebody who kind of comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But her position on the issues are just repulsive. I can't support her. I mean, I've looked hard, and I just can't find any reason to support her whatsoever.
I will tell you, I was at a small gathering. It was a board of directors meeting for the Civic Federation, and both the candidates for attorney general were there. She's incredibly impressive. She's impressive. Yeah. She is smart. She is capable. She's well-spoken. She knows the issues. She comes across as moderate, and she hides those positions really well, Ken. And Kwame, on the other hand, I'm sorry.
He's in bed with the energy companies.
I will be voting for Kwame, largely because her position, particularly on choice, I mean, she's a choice extremist.
There's no two ways about it. It's like, how could I even think about supporting you? And I took a very serious, open-minded look at her, and I just, I mean, You can't. Let's, in my view, at least.
And I know that this will set some people off. And that's your statement that she's a choice extremist in the sense that she does not believe abortion should be legal, even in the instance of rape and incest.
Or saving the life of the mom.
Right? Yeah. Those are extreme.
That's a choice extremist from my perspective.
But a lot of people don't understand that. There are people who are very, it's no abortions ever, never, no matter what.
Right.
And we, you know, there are texters who say, they messaged us, Andrea, when Representative Feigenholtz was on, mm-hmm. they said, stop saying abortion or choice, say murder. Now, if people want to say that a woman who seeks out an abortion is a murderer, then you also have to say she must be prosecuted.
Right.
She must be charged, prosecuted, and sentenced as a murderer. Now, you must all decide on that. If that is the language you want, then you must say, yes, then also we want to pursue that. And go ahead and occupy that space.
Well, and remember, during the primary, when Donald Trump said that, he didn't say women should be tried as murderers, but he did say there should be some criminal process, because he was pushed by Chris Matthews on this question,
yeah.
and he didn't know the issues, so he just was like,
"What would they be charged?"
Yes, they should.
It should be criminal.
Yeah, he did, and then he backed away from it quickly because he took so much heat from that.
But if they say it is murder, you must prosecute as though it is murder, and then you must also say it's premeditated.
Right.
There's no other choice.
No, the logical construct you just presented is 100% consistent, but. You know, so but that's not the way most people think about that issue.
No. They must.
Right. No, I get it. I'm just saying that.
I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah. No.
And I'm not, am I yelling?
Why are you being so mean? It's Friday. Did you hear that music? It was so nice.
Michael,
you drove them out of the studio.
He left too.
The band has left. Michael has left.
They're playing in an Eric and Harold gig down the street. They'll be back in a few.
They're unraveling like our electorate right now.
Yes, exactly.
What we've all discussed about Erica Harold is something that I just, I, when Barack first ran in the primaries, he purposefully stayed very broad themes, didn't touch issues. And I wonder if she had run a campaign in which she just talked about those broad themes and didn't get into the weeds of the issues, if she would have won this race.
Well, but she has tried to do that. She has been playing hide the ball on these issues.
Yeah, but I know all these positions, and I haven't had to look
real hard. Well, but you researched them, and normal people don't.
I didn't have to look real hard. It was kind of out there.
Well, yeah, it's called the Google.
Yeah.
But the reality is that she is a great candidate, but for her
positions on the
extreme positions. Kwame is...
The job
she's great, except for what she believes in. Other than that, she's perfect.
I mean, Kwame is an experienced but frankly lackluster candidate.
Very lackluster.
And in seeing him, he got very, very, very passionate about criminal justice reform issues and African American issues. He was talking about his son and how he lives in Mount Greenwood near where Obama lives. How there are shootings. What the hell was that?
I'm saying Kwame isn't inspiring, is what you're saying.
Yes, well, but what I was saying is he became inspiring when talking about the shootings
about
near his house and the impact on his family and how his son was threatened by.
You know who else is not inspiring? J.B. Pritzker.
Hey.
I love J.B., but he's not. He doesn't emote. He doesn't get you out of your chair waving the.
Can we just flush this?
You, by the way, Ken, you have not been to these rallies.
He's not wrong. I mean, I know that on a primary night, we saw something of what I think people
want. By the way, those jobs for both of you, gone.
Wow.
Yeah, Dave, that's what I was waiting for.
We elect JB.
Thanks, Dave, for looking out for me. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Eric, we'll bring the Republican in.
You need one.
No, we elect JB knowing... that because of the lack of charisma, he is going to be in that position probably as long as he wants. And we know he's going to focus on the job. I mean,
it's going to be very difficult if Republicans don't do as well as some folks think at the state legislative races,
yes.
both in the Senate and the House, and they end up with super majorities.
I'm calling them mega majorities.
You're talking about the Democrats?
The Democrats
are going to have mega majorities.
Yeah, I think the state will finally run well.
No, I think it will become that much more difficult potentially for a JB governorship.
Yeah, no, I disagree. I actually think it will give him an opportunity because he'll have clearance. He won't have to be, it won't be a hostage-taking situation the way it was when you had a majority of one.
I have two words for you.
Yes? Rod. Will Cazardi? Oh.
Rod Blagojevich?
Yeah, Rod Blagojevich.
But that was Rod Blagojevich. That was Rod. JB is far more skilled than Rod.
Yeah.
Far more skilled.
JB, JB,
I have two other words. Mike Madigan?
He'll get along very well with Mike Madigan. The secret nobody sees. JB knows exactly how to work with Mike Madigan. He doesn't have to do television ads. He doesn't have to criticize Mike Madigan in public. They have a certain relationship, and the state will see that come to fruition in a very positive way once he's elected.
JB could become the country's biggest reform governor.
Yes.
Because he has the ability, because he has helped fund all of these legislative races, all of these county races.
Yep.
You know, you go out and you talk to Jack Franks and McHenry.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on out there? They don't need Mike Madigan anymore the way that so many of these legislators...
And the cracks in that started during the budget impasse because there were Republicans and Democrats who were willing to go around Rauner and Madigan. In a few minutes, we'll play What's That From? I thought we'd play a little music. We want to listen to some more live music from the early sixes. They're going to be playing on November 24th at Chicago's Uncommon Ground, along with Distant Brothers and Michael J. Foxy. We've been really dazzled by the music they've played so far. We're going to talk to them in a little bit. Dave Lundy's a little upset that I may have crunched Tell Me Something Good, but I will. We'll try to get
10 of them.
We have so much to get to. We only had an hour and 45-minute show. We usually do 4 hours.
Yeah,
so
we did jam everything in.
Dave, we'll get to yours, I promise. But right now, here from the early sixes is Be Still My Everything.
Take my whole life to keep holding on to the summer in September. We came alive and we started this adventure. Been a while since I've been called romantic. I've gone some miles. Am I still who I was back then? Life filled up, I'm still the one who said those words. Made mistakes, I hope you know I also learned. Not defined by the times, it's easy. You don't fall for really a moment. I grew up. Been lost some pieces of myself along the way. I know you're home, I know you hold them so. I close my eyes tonight, see you in my dreams. When I wake, you're next to me. Endless possibilities, all the turns that led us here, I can't believe. All your life, it turned into something we could hold. You and I, we created something beautiful, and we didn't find it cause it was easy. You don't fall for being up and lost some pieces of myself along the way. I know you're home, man. I
my dreams. When I wake, you're next to me. Oh, 10 years down, just to start what will be. Be still my heart, be still my everything. Be still my everything.
With only 10 minutes to do it. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
Okay, we have, Andre, we have 3 hours of show to do in 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yes. I know.
Okay, this is your opportunity to win a gift card from Apt Electronics. We'll read a scene. This is going to be different. Roger Badish has pulled a scene from... Roger, do you want to explain, or should I just let people realize that it's not our typical scene?
It's not a typical scene. It is in keeping with the holidays. We'll put it that way. And I'm not talking about Halloween.
And
we're
so
done with that.
It may not be cinematic. It is definitely show business, obviously. Yes. It's a theatrical production.
Yes.
It may be on the big screen or the small screen.
Yes.
And take it away, Roger.
Here we go. Cut to the exterior of the White House. Sam speaks.
Well over 3.5 centuries ago, sprinkling by faith and bound by a common desire for liberty.
We cut to a dark office. Sam is sitting on a couch reading from a piece of paper. Toby watches him as he swings left to right on his chair.
A small band of pilgrims sought out a place in the new world where they could worship according to their own beliefs and solve crimes.
Sam.
It'd be a good thing.
Read the thing.
By day, they churn butter and worship according to their own beliefs, and by night, they solve crimes.
Read the thing.
Pilgrim detectives.
Do you see me laughing?
I think you're laughing on the inside.
Okay.
With the big hats.
Give me the speech.
CJ enters as Toby switches chairs.
Have either of you, I don't know, something, the Jamestown Mayflower, Daughters of the American Revolution Preservation Society?
The Jamestown Mayflower Daughters?
I may have gotten the name wrong. They're inviting the White House to participate in some kind of, I don't know, Thanksgiving Revolutionary War reenactment.
CJ, let's not torture American history completely to death.
Who the hell are...
Jamestown was the 16th century. The Mayflower landed at Plymouth in the 17th century. The fathers of the Daughters of the American Revolution fought in...
CJ throws up her hands.
The 18th century.
It's a festival, feast of some kind. Who cares?
CJ walks next door to her office to get her jacket.
Somebody needs to learn the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
CJ comes back. While putting on her jacket, she stands by the door.
Rian, reenactments and proclamations and Native American corn husk hanging contests with natives.
Corn husks hanging?
Whatever. I'm the Thanksgiving cruise director around here.
It wasn't like this last year?
It wasn't here last year.
Were you last year?
They sent me home last year. You don't remember me having 102.7 degree fever and having all kinds of flu-like symptoms?
No.
That's because every time we come up on a holiday, you guys check out like seniors who are done with finals.
We are writing a very important Thanksgiving proclamation.
And possibly a new action-adventure series.
Nobody here has checked out.
Hey, I was just flipping a nickel in my office. 16 times in a row it came out tails.
CJ looks knowingly at Toby and Sam.
I'm going home.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
CJ leaves and Josh enters.
16 times in a row. Yeah.
Donna shows up at the door. The guys look up.
Excuse me, fellas. It's okay. You can come in here.
No response. Donna motions for the guys to come out into the hall. Josh, Sam, and Toby come out of the room and see what was out in the hallway. Behind Donna is Morton Horn, along with two turkeys, gobbling inside their own cages.
This is...
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
This is Morton Horn. He's from Jasper Farms, Virginia. Tell them what you're doing here, Morton.
I'm dropping off the turkeys.
Gobble, gobble. He's dropping off the turkeys.
What are...
Nobody left me instructions. He had a pass from the northwest entrance.
I'm dropping off the turkeys.
Quack.
Yeah.
Where should I put them?
After a moment, the guys seemed to agree on their responses.
CJ's office.
CJ!
I'd definitely put them in CJ's office.
Yeah, good idea.
CJ Craig's office.
It's right there! Well, CJ's quack. Office is right there.
CJ handles all the...
Quack, Donna quack. Will show you.
Birds.
CJ!
Yep.
Okay.
Toby.
And Morton. Miss Craig is gone for the night, and her office is secure, so you should feel free to let the turkeys out of the cage and allow them to, you know, roam freely as they were meant to do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The turkeys gobble as Morton gets them ready to walk off.
Show her who's slacking off.
Pizza?
Yep.
Do you guys know?
Yeah.
No.
Andrea.
I don't.
NBC first premiered this series. Yes, Elliot?
Let me just say.
Okay, wait.
Bucket list item crossed off. Being able to read a scene from this particular feature.
Oh, come on. You guys had me at White House.
Yeah. All my sons. That's my guess. It's Bobby all my D. sons.
Bobby D has this. What's that from, Bobby D?
That is an episode from The West Wing.
And for
No, it's Hill Street Blues.
For I thought it was Law and Order.
For extra credit, because this is one of the classic scenes from the episodes from the entire series. I will give you a hint from season 2. Can you guess which episode?
The Thanksgiving episode. I think this is
there you go, Bobby.
One where, it's, I think this is one where Sheen calls the turkey howling.
Yeah. So okay.
Bobby D.
It's Sibboleth.
So this is the West Wing?
Yeah.
I've never seen the West Wing, and now I know why. Okay. This is boring.
Stop
this scene.
Stop it.
Seriously, okay. This wasn't excited about a turkey.
Smack him one.
I'm sorry, but I was born to play CJ. Go ahead, there Bobby go. D. We've got a gift card from Apple Electronics.
And people often confuse me with Rob Lowe. So yes.
I figured it out when they said CJ.
Yeah, David. There you go. Thank you. Well,
that's a clue. I heard Toby, then there was CJ.
Yeah.
Now, when you got down to where they actually said CJ Craig, somebody should have got it then.
Well, you did, and that's all we needed. You've won a gift card from Apt Electronics. Make sure you say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro, because they've been pleasing people. Not Steve. He hasn't been there since 1936.
No,
it's a long time.
It's been a long time he's been there.
You can visit their story. We really do. Visit their story in Glenview or online at abt.com. Before we go, we've got to get to a couple things. We've got to go to break in a moment. We've got to interview the early sixes as well. Some predictions for election night, you guys. What do you got? Blue wave, blue drip. What do we got?
43 House seats, Democrats. One loss, Senate seat. Kwame Roll wins. JB wins by 19 points.
Wow.
Eric?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what he said? You know?
That was simple.
Ken?
Democrats will win the House by either 19... Somewhere between 19 and 57 seats. If it's 19, Republicans keep control. 57, Democrats in a tsunami.
Okay, I can't go along with that.
Elliot? Not that. Dave, yes. Ken, no. Elliot, you got any predictions for election night?
You better. My prediction is, if you don't vote, I'm going to come to your house and smack you in the
head.
That's
right.
Oh, just egg their house.
Especially because it was a story today that said only a third of millennials will be voting.
No, get out and vote.
Yeah, go
get
home.
Well, that 55-year-old woman at the place where I got my cast off, the non-voter, I saw her today. We chatted. I was like, you're so charming and nice. How can you not vote?
Wait, before you go, Eric. Good.
There's something good. Eric, before you go, Susana Mendoza, there was a video leaked that apparently she is, it seems, Andrea.
Kind of sloppy?
Yeah. In her defense, she said that she's said all along she's considering her options. This is just getting ready if she so decides to run.
Well, what is the video about?
It's just I'm Susan Mendoza. I'm running for mayor.
It was one of those videos,
but it was a snippet. It was like a piece of it. She recorded it when she recorded her last campaign.
So wrong.
So there was a scene where they actually put the words up there.
Yes,
Susana Mendoza for mayor. Yes.
Well, she'll win Tuesday. She will not win mayor.
She will win mayor.
Before we go to the break, I needed to interview. Can I switch out? Two people need to give up their seats and let our guests, the early sixes, join us for a moment because I know you guys have. We got a text. There was in live time at somebody messaged and said, make sure he mentions. Come on, sit down. I'm sorry. We have Matt and
Nate.
Matt and Nate are joining us. Tell us where the lyrics from Let's Go Exploring, because we had some questions about that.
Oh, so that one is inspired by Calvin and Hobbes, if you guys remember.
It's actually the cartoon.
The last comic strip that's the last. Thing that I ever wrote, Let's Go Exploring, was the
I love that.
That's cool.
And I'm not a musician. I know it's hard to believe, Andrea.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You have many other talents. It's okay.
But what speaks to you? I mean, do you remember a moment when you were a kid when you realized I need to make this happen too? Was there ever like that sort of like, this is me?
Well, Nate definitely started way before me. It was probably high school. At Blink-182, oddly enough, we play acoustic music, but that was probably the band. I was like, I can probably play guitar if they can. They're great. I love them.
These guys can do it. Yeah. What about you, Nate?
Yeah, so I was actually forced to play the cello, as were all my siblings, by my mom and my dad, who were there listening this evening, so that's for them.
Aww.
I'm so grateful that they did encourage us. But yeah, I was trained classically. In the Suzuki method. In fact,
what's the Suzuki method?
It's based on learning to listen rather than read music first. In fact, I just recently, I was telling Elliot before the show that my cello teacher is in the Lyric Opera, Wally Prusel.
Oh, cool. What?
And my dad saw him picketing when they were on
I was
going
to ask. Yeah, because they let go of five members. They were able to change the number of people that were let go. Yeah.
So what a strange thing to see my cello teacher out picketing.
Yeah.
Outside the Lyric Opera.
Fighting for, I think that, we often don't think of musicians at, we kind of, they're sort of part of the whole production, but their value is often sort of this malleable entity.
That's right.
Very true.
You guys, it was a pleasure to have you on. I have to run because we're already going to be late. Yeah, sorry. Hannah Stanley's going to be up in a moment. We have to do a break. I'm so excited that Hannah's going to be on, and I apologize for taking away 3 minutes from her show. I've got to run to the break. Andrea, have a great
weekend.
Thank you, guys. Outstanding. We'll see you guys on election night. I wish we could do a band because I know we're going to need something. Maybe we'll figure something else out. More in a moment on 720 WGN.